From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Labor reforms in Colombia have cleared the way for the U.S.-Colombia Free Trade Agreement. NPR's Scott Horsley tells us the announcement came at the end of the Summit of the Americas.
The Free Trade Agreement was passed by Congress last fall, but its effective date was on hold until Colombia satisfied a variety of labor conditions. The U.S. Labor Secretary and the U.S. Trade Representative say those conditions have now been met. The announcement means that most U.S. exports to Colombia will be duty-free beginning May 15th, and all remaining tariffs will phase out over the next 10 years. President Obama has been stressing the promise of increased exports throughout this weekend's summit meeting with leaders from around the Western Hemisphere. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Cartagena, Colombia.
Afghan insurgents launched a series of attacks early today. NPR's Quill Lawrence says they hit major targets.
A string of explosions in Kabul's diplomatic neighborhood announced what may be the beginning of the Taliban's spring offensive against U.S. and Afghan government troops. Witnesses said a group of armed insurgents took over a building near several embassies and a NATO military base. The gunmen launched rockets and locked down the city center with sniper fire. Within an hour, the Afghan government's quick reaction force, along with NATO soldiers, arrived and laid siege to the building. Witnesses reported several other bombing attacks in Kabul, including one near the parliament building. At about the same time, insurgents hit government targets in three other eastern provinces. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Tornadoes have left a trail of destruction across the Midwest and the Plain States. Kansas Public Radio's Brian Thompson describes how the weather assault unfolded.
Across a large part of Kansas, residents heard this sound Saturday night, in some cases, repeatedly. Tornado sirens warned people to take cover, and in many cases, they did. That may help explain why no deaths have been reported in Kansas, at least so far, and neither have any severe injuries. Wichita sustained extensive damage, including two large aircraft plants and McConnell Air Force Base. Some of the worst damage, and at least a few injuries, took place at a mobile home park on the south side of Wichita. There were at least 120 reports of tornadoes in the four states. For NPR News, I'm Brian Thompson in Salina, Kansas.
From oysters a la Russe to seared foie gras, a rack of lamb, and at least a dozen more specialties, Ryan Roberts of Cullen's Restaurant in Houston pulled out all the stops for a $12,000 a person Titanic Memorial Dinner.
A lot of the dishes are classic French and Russian dishes because the czars were still in power, so there was some Russian influence there.
The menu was drawn from the last dinner served on the Titanic, which sank 100 years ago. Proceeds went to charity. This is NPR News in Washington. An eclectic class of artists became part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend. Amanda Rabinowitz of member station WKSU has details on a group of musicians ranging from Laura Nero to Guns N' Roses.
Members of the rock band Guns N' Roses reunited and performed some of their hits without lead singer Axl Rose, who last week declined to attend the induction ceremony. Another L.A. 90s rock band inducted is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Bassist Flea says the band that released its first album in 1984 feels like it's just getting started.
All we've wanted to do is to resonate the way that our own hearts beat with music and make our own music the way that we make it. And I feel like we're barely scratched the surface of what's possible.
Other 2012 inductees include the Beastie Boys, British bands The Small Faces and The Faces, and the late singer-songwriter Laura Nero. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Rabinowitz in Cleveland.
In a boating race off the coast of San Francisco, a powerful wave engulfed a yacht, leaving one sailor known dead, four missing. Three other crew members were rescued. Seas were rough, with waves running at about 10 feet when a larger wave washed over the 38-foot low-speed Chase. All of the competitors were wearing life vests and cold weather gear. At the box office this weekend, The Hunger Games took the number one spot for the fourth week in a row, with ticket sales of $21.5 million just this weekend, debuting in second place The Three Stooges, followed by the horror movie Cabin in the Woods. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.